Good day, I'm Anjui James-Oyes with JIS Media News for Tuesday, May 8. Coming up, emergency shelters in Westmoreland to close as floodwaters subside, social intervention initiatives in Mount Salem Zosu reaping results, and Education Minister calls on Jamaicans to influence positive change in their communities. The news in detail after the break.
Stopping on the toll road can be extremely dangerous. Do not stop unless for emergencies or when ordered to do so, and stop only on the hard shoulder. Do not let off or pick up any person along the roadway. Never walk onto the toll road. Pedestrians are not allowed on the highway. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
Now the news. Some emergency shelters which opened yesterday in Westmoreland are preparing to close as floodwaters subside. Parish Disaster Coordinator for Westmoreland, Hilma Tate, says up to news time, six persons were being housed at the Eldon Washington Early Childhood Institution, which serves the Matneyland community. They are expected to leave the shelter later today.
Well, it depends on the level of water where the persons are. I think I understand water is receding in Matneyland, but water is still probably knee-high or so in some sections. And in relation to Bay Road, they would have had a lot of water on their property also. So as soon as persons can, now that the rains have, we hope that with the rains not falling, persons will be able to return to their homes.
All the shelters in the parish have been closed. In the meantime, the Meteorological Service of Jamaica has downgraded the flash flood warning for all parishes to a flash flood watch. Although there has been a reduction in rainfall activity, weather conditions remain unstable. A small craft warning remains in effect for inshore and offshore areas of the north and south coast due to strong winds and rough seas. Deputy Chairman of the Social Intervention Committee for the Zones of Special Operations, Omar Sweeney, says significant transformation is evident in the Mount Salem Zone as a result of ongoing social intervention initiatives. Parliament recently extended the Mount Salem Zone for an additional 60 days to facilitate increased activities under the build phase. Among the recent initiatives is the establishment of a parenting place being used to encourage proper parenting techniques. The center opened on April 27.
We've actually commenced training of 20 parents to be what they call parent mentors, and then their resource center would actually give potentially 3,500 residents skills and support around the matter of parenting, which is a specific area we're targeting in this community.
Mr. Sweeney was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The deputy chairman says work is underway to encourage academic development of young people in the community. 100 trainees have also graduated from a skills training program in block making, tiling, and welding. Meanwhile, funding has been secured for the removal of 1,000 meters of zinc fence in the Mount Salem Zoso. $26 million has been earmarked for that project.
We've targeted the locations. We've recruited persons, including the graduates from the block making training program, to work on the zinc fence substitution.
Deputy Chairman of the Social Intervention Committee for the Zones of Special Operations, Omar Sweeney, speaking in an interview with JIS News. Road rehabilitation works have also started in Mount Salem, with the first phase already completed. 90% of the roads in the community have been targeted for that project, being spearheaded by the National Works Agency. And Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reid, is calling on all Jamaicans to influence positive social change in their communities. Hailing the LeaderCast Kingston 2018 Forum as a novel idea, Minister Reid said the initiative will go a far way in helping to mend the moral fabric of the country.
Right now, where we are as a society, we need good and quality leadership and positive leadership. So the issues happening with gangs and the criminal activity, there is some leadership involved in all of that, but it is a negative energy, and what we want are good leaders and good quality leadership. So to turn around Jamaica at all levels, we want to have the kind of leadership that can pull away those criminals, pull away those negative forces, and to channel them into a positive energy.
Minister Reid was speaking in an interview with JIS News recently. LeaderCast is the world's largest one-day leadership event, with more than 100,000 attendees participating at over 700 locations in 20 countries around the globe. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James-Soyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.